Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here at the top of the hour for the Faith and Freedom Show here on the Eagle 104.3 FM. Website, faithfreedoms.org. You can tune into that anytime you like. Also, check out Liberty Works Radio Network. That's libertyworksradionetwork.com, 24 hours a day. And you can tune into the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship broadcast and encourage you to become a member of the Liberty Works Radio Network. We're seeing a lot of weird things happening, folks. A lot of weird things happening. Our number here is 888-850-1872. If you're a first-time listener, just enjoy, go for the ride. I'll repeat later my vision for this thing. Most people that tune in every day could probably quote my radio shtick that I give about the context of our discussion. I'm telling about the House Bill 117. House Bill 117 prepared for the 2010 Florida legislative session. Important stuff. School entry, health examination, immunization against communicable diseases, exemptions, duties of Department of Health. Exemptions. As I understand exemptions are things that you have to ask for. In the 14th Amendment, it talks about privileges and immunities. In the Constitution, it talks about privileges and immunities. It doesn't talk about exemptions. Exemptions are things that are qualified, that are discretionary, that you have to put yourself under somebody that's not natural. That's how you get an exemption. Somebody may exempt you on some basis of an immunity, but if you are immune from something, from having a law apply to you, you are immune from it applying to you. You have a natural immunity. You don't need an inoculation through an exemption. But here, let's talk about some exemptions for those who, says duties of the Department of Health, but it's really talking about when you take your kid to school. And there's going to be requirements or statements saying that they are required to have their immunizations or show, it may be voiced, and I haven't looked at the statute, so it may be voiced in that, I've seen a lot of statutes, so I don't have it memorized. It may be voiced in such a way that you've got to show, bring your certification, your health immunization record, and bring it to the school. It may be that it has to be all up to date with all the recommended immunizations by the CDC. There's all kinds of things like that. But what if your child does not have that certification? Is your child not allowed to fulfill the mandatory attendance requirements? If you take your child to a private school, are they required to make sure that you fulfilled all those things? These things are very important to you, and I think you need to look at it. But I will tell you, I heard a comment by somebody, and hopefully I can play a clip today, and I will do that at the next segment. I know of an audio clip of a very interesting thing where they're looking at training for government agents on how to police a situation where there's a vaccination emergency, a kind of a thing where there's a pandemic and everybody's fighting to get this immunization, this vaccine, or to try to get immunity, right? Try to get immunization, but try to get a vaccine and there's low supplies. And what kind of police actions and riot control are they going to need? One of the doctors that was interviewed said, you know, it's your God-given right to get the disease if you want to get the disease. You know, you don't have to get vaccinated. But then there's later comments by a national news report agency that said that the World Health Organizations have this ranking structure where suddenly governments are authorized to force you to get a vaccine. Now, why would the World Health Organization suddenly be the grand poobah with regard to mandates upon you and your family's body? That gives me the creeps. I learned the creepy word. It's a creepy word. I watch Leave It to Beaver too much. Okay, they use the word creepy, Dad. It's creepy, Dad. Before administration of a vaccine, this is newly being put into the statute 1003.22. House Bill 117 is introducing this. Before administration of a vaccine for immunization required by this section, whether vaccines immunize or not is another big question, a licensed healthcare provider must provide the child's parent, legal guardian, or other legal representative with a copy of the current vaccine information statement published about the vaccine by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention of the United States Department of Health and Human Services. So any licensed healthcare provider that gives your child a vaccine must tell you the basically standard information from the CDC. And they must have you, the parent or guardian, etc., sign a statement that substantially says, so that you're going to have to sign something. Folks, they can't force you. They can't mandate you to sign anything. You know, sometimes they might put you in jail. Well, if you'll sign here, we'll let you out of jail. And we, you know, we promise to come back. You don't sign it, you may have to stay in jail. They may kick you out anyway. They may have intended to kick you out whether or not you signed the thing, but they could make you think that it's okay that you needed to sign this thing or something like that. So they can't make you sign anything. That's what I understand. I might be wrong. Somebody can call me at 888-850-1872 and correct me on that, but I don't think you have to sign anything. I don't think you have to. It depends on what the consequences are. It may motivate you to do so. The statement's supposed to say, essentially, I have received a copy of the vaccine information statement published by the CDC. I have read or have explained to me information about the vaccine to be administered, the benefits and risks of the vaccine. They probably could cover that a little bit better. How to report an adverse reaction. The availability of National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. How to sue. And it may be that, by the way, if you sign this, that there's certain common law rights that you might be waiving. I'm not sure. I'm not a lawyer. But I'm thinking if you agree to the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, you know what? That may be a non-judicial kind of settlement program, arbitration scheme, that keeps you and your issue outside of the courts, constitutional courts. I'm going to have to look into that. We haven't been able to learn everything all at once, but we're working our way toward it. So that's an interesting thing. And how to get more information about childhood diseases and vaccines. This statement should go on to say, I understand the benefits of the vaccine. Whether or not you do, though, it's a whole different thing. See, they're asking you to tell them you understand it. How do you know you understand it? How do you know that you understand the benefits of the vaccine? How do you come to understand the benefits of the vaccine? You might say, I understand what they're trying to tell me, and I might be currently being deceived, but that's not what this says. It says, I understand the benefits of the vaccine, notwithstanding anything they've told me. I mean, that's really what that implies. And ask that the vaccine be administered to, essentially put your child's name, for whom I am authorized to make this request. Okay, so now you might be in grave sin, but you think you're supposed to do it. Who knows? Signature. I don't know. You know, every vaccine is going to be different, isn't it? There's some people who got some medications here in the last 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, etc. And they, you know, why do they have a National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program? Because guess what? They were toxic. They killed people. You know, the risk outweigh the benefits statistically. And you know what? For your child, there is no benefit that outweighs a risk if the risk actually applies to them, is actually going to injure them. They would have been better off without it. So it depends on how you crunch numbers. So the signature of the parent, name, printed name of parent, legal guardian, or other legal representative. So you're required, they're required to give you something to sign. And this thing that they're requiring you to sign is basically saying that you understand these risks and you're voluntarily, without coercion, without deception, as far as you understand it, asking for the administration of this vaccine. Caller, thank you. I didn't want to. Oh, I know that. You know what? This politician tried to call me just now. We cut them off. We don't talk to them without invitation. They can call on their own, but not their office, at 1-888-850-1872. So when you make this request, it's exactly that. It says, for the institution, the agency that gave you the vaccine, keep a copy of the parent's legal guardians or legal signed statement as a part of the child's permanent medical records. And then there's a whole bunch of other things that go on to tell them how to administer this vaccination and the recording of it. Now, these are things that are, this thing that I just read you is an addition. It is a new thing. It's a new line item. It's House Bill 117 that's coming before the next legislative assembly or session. Department shall ensure that all children in this state are immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases. Now, are they really vaccine-preventable diseases? That is the big question that's very difficult to answer statistically. The more that I see some of these charts, the more I think they're doing a lot of wishful thinking and kicking their heels three times and saying there's no place like home as they're publishing some of these, the benefits to justify against the risks. So this statute, as it's already been passed regarding immunization of children, says the department shall ensure that all children in this state are immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases. Now, the problem is how there's no guarantee that you're immunized with a vaccine. How are they going to prove that all children are immunized? You know, if you're susceptible to this disease, you must be dead. You know, they could, you know, basically breathe it into your nostrils and see if you die or not, and then everybody who's still alive are really immunized, right? But, okay, that's a little bit weird. Except as provided in the previous subchapter, the department shall include all children born in this state in the now, watch this. They're going to register your children in the state. But most people will probably tell you the state requires you to be registered with regard to immunization. If you read far enough, been watching too much Beverly Hillbillies, if you read far enough down in this, you'll find that, no, you don't have to have your children registered. But let's see what it says. Department shall include all children born in this state in the immunization registry by using the birth records from the Office of Vital Statistics. Department shall add other children to the registry as immunization services are provided. So at birth or when you get a shot. The parent or guardian of a child, watch this, may refuse to have the child included in the immunization registry. The parent or guardian may refuse to have the child included in the immunization registry by signing a form obtained from the department or from the healthcare practitioner or entity that provides the immunization, which indicates that the parent or guardian does not wish to have the child included in the immunization registry. Now, the problem is, how do you keep a list of those who aren't registered? The decision to not participate in the immunization registry must be noted in the registry. Now, are they listed by parent? Child one of parent, child one through five of this parent, or are they registered as not wanting to be in the registry? That's an enigma, and I'll probably leave it at that. The information included in the immunization registry must include the child's name, watch this, date of birth, address, and any other unique identifier necessary to correctly identify the child. What would that be? Nine-digit numbers have been popular. More popularity is going toward marks on your right hand and your forehead and scanning and all kinds of things like that. But as draconian as that sounds, let's go back up here. The child or parent or guardian of a child may refuse to have the child included in the immunization registry. I had a talk about one day on a different radio program in a different state, and somebody called me and said, how do I unlist my child? I made a mistake, didn't know what I was doing. How do I get my child unlisted? Actually, and I, poor thing, she wrote, she called in when it was a recording of the previous week's broadcast. I had to be out of town that day on a similar issue to the topic. And this lady wanted to know how to get her child off a list that she had put on a list in this other state. And there was a mechanism. But we find a lot of times that people sort of object to something that's going on. There's just something innately, kind of a bell that goes off that tells them, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. It's kind of like Wally Cleaver would say, creepy, Dad. Well, you know what? I mentioned that today in a phone conversation I had. So I'm going to come back after the break and tell you why that's an important thing to watch out for and how to go with it and where you're protected in law if you get one of those creepy feelings. We're going to come back here at faithfreedoms.org. You can check it out on the website. Give us a call, 888-850-1872 on the Eagle 104.